This is The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified.
El Calificado.
The Qualified with Ryan Huff.
Hit it, husband.
All right, let's go. All right. Hey, what's going on, Qualified family? Hope you're having an amazing day as always, and welcome back to The Qualified, where we showcase God's goodness with the ultimate goal being to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Y'all, my name is Ryan Huff. I'm your host. Thank you so very much for listening. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, my beautiful wife, Miss Tiffany Huff. What's up, baby?
What's going on?
You doing all right today, my love?
I am. I just have a little cough, so I have a cough drop in so I don't cough my life away on this episode.
Cough your life away.
I know, that's a little dramatic.
Yeah, that was very dramatic. Reminds me of that old song, I forget how it goes, but In Swing Life Away. You remember that song?
No. Nope.
We'll get by just fine here on minimum wage. No?
No.
I think that's Rise Against. I think it's called Swing Life Away, but anyways. Don't mind me. It's white people music. Don't worry about it anymore.
Okay,
yeah, it's not Mexicano or Tejano.
I'm Cuban.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, it's not any of that. So, anyways, but y'all, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. There we go. Gosh, we'll get to where we're going eventually. So, anyways, thank you so much for listening. If you're new to the podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're not new and you're already part of the family, welcome back, y'all. The reason we call this show The Qualified is because I believe that we are all qualified to make a difference with this beautiful gift of life that we've been given. However, just because we're qualified doesn't mean we don't have to put in the work to make that difference into a reality. So my hope is that something that I shared on this show will ultimately inspire you, empower you, and encourage you towards living the qualified life, towards becoming the man or woman that God created you to become. Because I believe that whenever we're chasing our potential and whenever we're living a life that is making a positive impact, that's about becoming the man or woman that God created us to become. So remember, you're qualified for more.
So never settle for less.
Amen. Never settle for less. Let's rock and roll. Y'all, before we get going in this episode, I want to remind you guys this podcast is absolutely free. We do not run ads on the show. That being said, there are several ways that you can support the show if you get value out of it. First way is...
you can share this episode out with at least one person if it inspires you in any way or if it's made your day, and or you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That would mean so much to us.
Amen. And there's also a couple other ways too, guys. First way is through our amazing company that my wife and I run called Qualified Apparel, where we feed families in America through selling apparel. And what's great about that is that every one item that we sell provides 10 meals for families in America. So if you're looking for some awesome retail launches that we have coming up soon, or if you need some printing done for your business or someone else's businesses that you know of, or an event coming up or anything like that, we'd love to serve you and see how we can change American lives together. Second of all, if you're newly engaged or know someone who is about to be engaged, or maybe they got engaged themselves, I'm also a wedding officiant as well. I've done over 40 weddings myself and would love to be a part of y'all's special day to help make it a fun, stress-free, free and unforgettable experience. So if you're needing a wedding officiant, feel free to check out Qualified Covenant as well. Both of those, Qualified Apparel and Qualified Covenant, you can find it in the show notes below. And with that being said, we're going to open up with a quick word of prayer, and we'll get right into this episode. So Father God, thank you so much for this amazing day. Lord, I pray blessings over this conversation with my wife and I and this amazing person on the other side of our voice. Lord, I pray Exodus 4:12 that you would speak in and through us, Lord. Give us the right words to say, and that ultimately they would be empowered to chase their potential and become the man and woman, man or woman that you've created them to become, and ultimately live the qualified life. In your powerful name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So today's episode is about, I'm going to pass it along to you because I feel like you have a better handle on it than I do.
I hope so. Sure. So this episode is kind of more so like a conversation, a fun episode that just kind of shares our like some disappointments that we've walked through and how we handled it. Maybe not so good, maybe great, but ultimately how the Lord was always there the entire time and how he made something that was a disappointment that we thought was a disappointment into something great.
Yeah. And how we might not have understood it at that time, but the empowering lesson that came in spite of what we walked through in that regard, more so, for sure.
Yeah, some more serious, some more on a fun note. And I'll start more on a fun note, I guess.
Amen. Hit it off, baby.
Cool. So, if you listened to our last episode, you know I turned 30 yesterday.
Feliz cumpleaños, mi amor.
Muchas gracias. So, I was super, super excited. And I thought I had a cough, sorry. It was just a breath of air.
Why'd you take your cough drop out?
Because I didn't want to start, like, watching it around my mouth.
Oh, like, you know? With making the sounds and whatnot.
Yeah. So super excited. I think every girl, I don't know about men, but I know that almost every woman's excited when they're turning 30. It's like a whole new era. So much fun. You want to kickstart it with a bang. And so, in saying that, my sister and my brother had planned out this trip for us to go to New York, go to a private spa, go to Statue of Liberty, go be an entire New Yorker like you see in the movies. So I'm super excited. Sunshine's coming along, have all my favorite people with me. And then I was taking care of Sunshine when he got sick. I don't know if you listened to last episode too, we were coughing up a storm. And so after taking care of my husband, I started, I got sick myself and I was like, oh no, maybe it'll go away quickly. And the day before my birthday, I was going to make the decision of either to go to New York or stay home. So the day before my birthday and the day before that, I started to clean the house, clean the bathroom, clean the kitchen. No, we're going to New York. I'm disinfecting this place. It's going to be great. Thank you, Lord, that I am healed in the name of Jesus. So in saying all that, I even got a humidifier. I mean, we went above and beyond. And I ended up going to sleep, and then I woke up the day before my birthday with two pink eyes and a fever. And I was like,
worse than you had been prior. Yeah.
Yeah, this was the worst I've ever felt. I'm like, are you serious right now? More so, I felt awful, awful, awful. And I knew I had to make the call. Whether do I go and then do I get more sick and then we have market next week and then I'm sick for market, or a miserable in the room and everyone's can't have fun because of me. So I ended up having to call my sister, who had already paid for my plane ticket, the reservations for our hotel, all these other reservations. And I was just bawling, crying. I just didn't understand. I never really do a lot, and I'm always so grateful. Like, this was just an opportunity to be with my family and the people that mean the most to me ultimately. So that's what I was most excited about, to share that experience and make that memory and start off my 30s doing that. Because in the past, I've always limited myself of going places and doing things because of like, oh, I can't count my macros there. I can't work out for that period of time, so I'm not going. I used to cancel so many things for that reason. And this time, I'm like, no, I'm a whole new woman. I'm going to be 30 years old. And so I was just really sad. But I remember when I was praying the day before my birthday, and I felt the Lord tell me, like, either way, like, there's still joy to be found. And I took that as, like, I started to just reminisce on my birthday, actually, on, like, all the things that the Lord has brought me through in the last decade of my life. I look back at all my 20s, and I'm just like, wow, like, felt like so long ago. I can't believe that I got to do that. I got to experience that. I mean, from the losses to the wins to the friendships that were there and the friendships that weren't, to moving to Texas and all these things. I'm like, I'm so grateful for those little things. And I feel like the Lord just kind of spoke to me, like, I'm always grateful for the little things. Like, why am I not being grateful for the little things right now? And so I had ended up having the sweetest little birthday. And Sunshine bought me these two huge balloons, these beautiful flowers, a sweet card, my favorite cookies and cream ice cream. Mama Huff sent him to get me some plants. And the plant is actually named Peace. It's a peace plant. And it's actually one that's for funerals. But I take that as death, kind of like to the 20s, kind of like taking away the 20s into a new era to the 30s. And peace is my word for the year. So
there you go.
I was like, wow, Lord, just the little God moments that I had on my birthday was super sweet. So ultimately, it was a great day. And the Lord just showed me, just, you know, be thankful for the little things and don't forget those things when something like this happens.
Yeah, not to mention all the freebies that you went around and went to.
Oh yeah, I forgot
Ulta, Sephora, Chick-fil-A, La Madeleine's,
once a year you can be like that. Okay,
I'm just like, holy balls, we're just driving around. I'm just chauffeuring you to all these little coupons that you've got.
I didn't feel good, so I was like, oh well, I have a freebie here. I have a free cookie at Chick-fil-A. I got ice cream. What else? I got La Madeleine gave me two pastries. Mind you, I promise you I did not eat all this. I don't do that. I just picked at it. No, I did not. But I just wanted to be that person. It's just once a year. So, yeah, we did that too.
There you go. That was good lessons to learn through that as well. Just like reminiscing on all the good and just you know, making the most out of the situation that you had at hand and such. So I love that.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Now tell me one of your stories.
Well, I think whenever you initially had asked, I was like, I don't really know of anything. But then the more I thought about it, the more, I guess, things came to mind. But like, I know for me, like one of the biggest perspective shifts that I had was whenever it was in 2017 while I was doing Ironman Arizona. And I was still, you know, I was still a triathlete at the time and such. And I was, you know, racing all the time. And I had done an iron distance race prior to that earlier in the year. And I think in June or July, that was in Fort Worth, actually. It was a Tri Fort Worth. And just to get a feel for the Ironman distance and such, and completed that race. I finished second in my age group, which, yay, you know, there was only two people in my age group though. So, but you know, it was the first time I podiumed in an Ironman in that regard. And, so anyways, but no, so I, you know, made the trip. I drove all the way out to Arizona and such, and just was having a great time. And because I had done so much more work on this Ironman, because I had gotten my nutrition down for like Olympic distance racing and half Ironman distance racing, which, if you're not familiar with that, like the distances, like half Ironman, for instance, is a 1.2 mile swim, a 56 mile bike ride, and a half marathon, so 13.1 miles. Very doable and very accommodating to most people's schedules. When it comes to a full Ironman, you're literally doubling that. So it's 140.6 miles, it's 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike ride, and a 26.2 mile run. So it's literally like a full-time job in addition to your regular life in that regard. Mm-hmm. And I had done, you know, I had, you know, wanted to do that because my goal and, you know, ultimately at that time was to qualify for the Ironman World Championship eventually in Kona, Hawaii. And so that was a, you know, necessary stepping stone to get there. And so anyways, but I, at the first iron distance race that I did, I just had really bad GI issues. Like my stomach was just really upset from my fueling. And I thought I'd worked on it more, not thought, I know I'd worked on it more during the training and such, you know, between that last race and this one. And I just had really high expectations. I was like, you know, I'm not saying I was going to podium or anything like that, but I knew that I was in a better position to be able to run the entire marathon without having to walk. And so I get done with that. So I do the swim, you know, I do the, you know, the swimming and such at Arizona, and I do the bike and I get ready for the run. And I was like, you know, really excited for it because I'm like, you know, I feel good. Didn't have any issues and such. And I thought my fueling was good and everything. And so I go and do the run and I get to like mile. I remember I was even talking crap to some guys on the course and such because yeah, it was, I don't remember what I was saying. It was some, I don't even remember what I said, but I just had that random thought. I remember talking crap to someone because he was talking crap to me. And I don't even remember what I said to him, but I passed him on the run and I was like, you know, I don't even remember what I said. I mean, it was, I think it was like an old joke or something like that because he's an older guy and he was talking mess to me or whatever. But anyway, so when I went, ended up, I, you know, I was running, I was doing, I feeling good, doing everything like that. And then I get to mile nine and just the wheels fell off and my stomach was just super upset. I couldn't, my legs wouldn't turn over. I couldn't push. Mm-hmm. And I was just ultimately just mad. I was just, you know, just really just, you know, honestly just ticked off because I'm like, dude, like I had prepared so much for this. I thought I got my nutrition right. And ultimately that, you know, I traveled all this way. I literally drove from Texas to Arizona. Jeez. And, you know, it was a long haul, you know, and I spent all this money on hotel and everything else and food and all this kind of jazz. And it just, the expectation I had wasn't meeting my reality. And I remember going past this one aid station, there's this young gal, I mean, she meant well, but like she was a volunteer and she goes, hey, you know, cause I was literally walking with my arms crossed, you know, and it's cold at this point too, cause you know, it's late in the evening now. Mm. And in November, and you know, I have my arms crossed, I'm walking, and you know, I've just had this scowl on my face or whatever. And she looks at me, and she goes, hey, smile. And I just give her this, like, I mean, she meant well, but I just give her this, like, hey, go to hell kind of a look. And I feel bad for it now. And I'm like, ah, oh, why'd you look at her like that, bro? But at the time, I was just like in my head, and I was just discouraged, and I was, you know, just mad at the world and such. Yeah. And she said that, I was just like, no, forget you, man. And so, anyway, so after that, I literally had these crazy thoughts that went through my head. You know, just one of them being, you know, several of them being like, you know, hey, I'm just going to quit. I'm going to drop out of the race. I'm going to return all the stuff that I bought from the Ironman Village. I'm going to get all that stuff returned. I'm going to go home. I'm going to sell all the stuff that I have, literally everything that I own, and move to Australia. That was my plan. I don't know why that was a valid thought that crossed in my head at the time, but that was, it was a thought and that's what it was. But I mean, as quickly as it came, it really quickly left as well. But what I just kind of realized too, too. I mean, ultimately, as I kept walking and such, you know, I was crying and everything. It was emotional, man. It's like something I had given a lot, you know, I sacrificed a lot in order to do. And I thought it was going to work out differently, and it did not. But what I realized was, you know, as time went on, you know, I was walking through, going through my thoughts and such. I fortunately ended up seeing a guy that I knew, and we finished the race together, and ended up being a good experience. But I ultimately ended up seeing like the Grand Canyon after that, and I went to Horseshoe Bend, and it was a special time. But anyways, during that time though, I remember the lesson that I was learning and kind of teaching myself. And it's like, you know what, dude, it's great to have expectations on yourself, and I hope you have high expectations on yourself as well. However, if things don't match how you think they should have, ultimately what matters in those moments is how you choose to respond to that adversity whenever it does come. Because if you haven't experienced adversity, like buckle up, you're going to at one point or another, because that's just life. I mean, life just unfortunately kicks you in the nuts sometimes, and it doesn't care who you are. So, I mean, life just sucks sometimes, and that's just it. But how we respond to that is ultimately what matters, right? And so in that regard, I was like, you know what, dude, I'm just going to learn from this. I'm going to come back stronger, and I'm going to get my nutrition dialed in, all that kind of jazz. And ultimately that nutrition getting dialed in for a full Ironman distance hasn't happened yet. I think mainly because I haven't either executed right, or I didn't talk to the right coach or whatever have you, because I know I can get it right because I've been able to execute perfectly on a half Ironman and on Olympic distance and such. So I know how to meet issues as far as like being capable of doing so, or qualified to do so more so. It's just a matter of the execution of it. So, but the main thing was, it's like, you know what, dude, you prepare for the race, you do everything within your capability to best, you know, position yourself to be in a spot where you'll be able to, you know, exceed your expectations on the day. However, if things don't go as planned, which such is life, then the best way to respond is, you know what, hey, learn the lesson from it, because, you know, failures at the end of the day are just practice shots, right? They're stepping stones. They're necessary stepping stones along the pathway to your eventual success. So, and just like we talked about as well, a setback is a setup as well, right? So and for a comeback ultimately. And so it's like, what are you going to learn from it? How are you going to best prepare yourself and equip yourself for the next time, so that way you can come stronger because of what you learned? Because now that you failed, you now have an education on what didn't work, and then so how are you going to respond going forward? So that was kind of the lesson that kind of came from that experience, which I'm super grateful for, because in later races that I had where I had similar situations, because I mean I've ran collectively ran 5 Ironmans, and it's I mean it's a long day, man, and like every one of those full Ironmans has happened the same way, with no exception of not being able to run the full marathon portion of it and such, and ended up not finishing one of them, because I think it was the last Ironman I did. It was 2019 Ironman Texas. I actually ended up taking I did not finish simply because I got into like mile, I think I had 8 miles. That benefit of hindsight, I wish I would have just walked another lap and finished it. But at the same time, I knew I came into that race undertrained. I didn't really have any business doing that race, but I got to 8 miles left. I think I was at mile 16 I guess I would have been at mile 18. And I ended up was like, you know what, dude, I'm done. And so I wasn't feeling good. And so I went ahead and just took a DNF and, you know, went from there. But anyways, but yeah, there's always a lesson to be learned in every situation for sure.
Yeah, like a disappointment or what you would call like a failure was more so a lesson, just setting you up to do better. And even if you don't do better the next time, you learn each time. So I love that.
100%.
Wow. I love that a lot.
Okay. Got to see me, Mom.
You did know that. So I think we can move on to something that both of us kind of experienced together. And this is more, I guess, more so like how God just had his hand over all this the entire time.
Didn't make sense at the time. And I think it's funny too, like with this experience, how we didn't feel peace about leaving a negative review in that regard.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's interesting how God showed us later on more so, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I guess we can start off by a little background before we start there. After I had the pneumonia, I started to gain like
COVID pneumonia. 7 years ago,
COVID pneumonia in 2020, end of 2021. I started to gain weight out of nowhere. And this is about the time that I started talking to Sunshine, and I just didn't understand it. I just felt like, I don't know how to say that word, lethargic.
Lethargic. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to, every afternoon, I just wanted to take a nap. I had no energy, which is not like me. I'm very scheduled oriented. I just wake up in the morning, go to the gym, go about my daily business. And like, I always want to get to do something. Even if I had to go stroll Target, like I always have to be doing something. And now at that time, I just didn't want to do anything. I wasn't depressed. I just felt like, why am I getting weight and why do I feel this way? So Sunshine, when he came into my life, he decided he wanted to fly me out to see this doctor. You want to talk more about that doctor?
Yeah, and the reason I was wanting you to come see the doctor that in particular I was referring to, because my best friend had known his, was familiar with his work with someone of high profile who he had, this doctor had worked with, and this guy saw tremendous results with him and such. And this guy's, you know, a, kind of a world renowned doctor, if you will. You know, he's been on TV multiple times. He's written many books and has been on, you know, popular, you know, TV show hosts, you know, shows and such. And just like, so far as, you know, his results and the things that he's done, he's very well known. And so it's like, well, heck, you haven't gotten any results with anyone else. You know, why not try out this guy and such? And so flew you out from Tampa to here. And then we made it, made a scheduled an appointment to visit this guy.
And I was so excited. I'm like, this guy is my saving grace. Thank you, Jesus. I'm healed already with by this guy. He's going to do a miracle in the making for me. I mean, he was on Oprah. I mean, all these shows. And I was just kind of like, oh, wow. Like, this is cool. And once I got into the office, once we got in there, they had worship music playing. It felt very much so at peace. And then once the doctor came in, he sat me down on the chair, and then he started doing all this crazy stuff.
Which, I mean, to be fair, like the stuff that he was doing was more like, not, I wouldn't say new age medicine more so, but it was like older traditional kind of things that had been proven things, but are not, you know, I guess,
you don't really see often.
They're not traditionally practiced in that regard. I think it's more of a holistic route in that regard.
Yeah, which honestly I did want. I don't like going to the medical doctors. So this was, I mean, it was just kind of seemed crazy at the moment, I guess. And mind you, back then I didn't know as much as I do now in my faith. And so he started doing, putting medicine on my stomach, put your hand down, pull it down, stand up, stand down, praying in the spirit over me. I didn't know what praying the spirit was like that at that moment too. It was like a bunch of words. I know what they're saying. And I'm just, yeah, you know, woohoo. And I'm like, don't know what's going on. Then he laid me down, and I remember him putting these different shades of glasses on me. And I think it was from like a traumatic, like to something, I don't know what it's called. And he put the purple shades on me, and then he started moving his fingers from left to right, and I had to like follow his fingers, and he was pushing down under my boob, and I didn't know at that time where an anatomy was underneath my boob in my body, but whatever. And so he's like, tell me when it hurts. And I said, oh, okay, it hurts. And he goes, you're holding trauma in your liver. Whatever, like what happened to you when you're younger, you're laying in this position, you're staring at that person in this side, and you're holding that trauma in your liver. So to wrap up that appointment, there's things that he said. Well, he said, buy my book, go see a therapist. What else did he say? Oh,
take these supplements, take these and then supplements. Listen to these sermons from this one pastor in that regard.
God I never knew.
Right.
And receive the Holy Spirit and listen to Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Myers. I'm like, what?
Which, to be fair, when it comes down to the price that we paid, it was like almost $3,000, if not more.
More than that.
And it was like, wait a minute. So after all that, all you want us to do is basically things that we could have just called and you could have suggested.
Yeah,
like read your book and listen to these things that are free, and like no like specific plan other than that. I mean, there was a plan in regards to like, you know, all right, take this pill on this day and the supplementation regimen in that regard. But beyond that, that was it. And so it's
so
like,
confused.
Of course, after that, we just felt like we just both got scammed. And
yeah, I think you felt a little more, I don't know, you felt like, no, it's going to be fine. Maybe
well,
just
at first,
yeah,
at first, for sure. Because, I mean, I didn't know. But then more I thought about it later, I'm like, dude, I feel like we just got taken advantage of and just got scammed in this regard. And I remember we called back to the place and, like, you know, got him back on the phone and such. And
I talked to him, and he's like, you know, I didn't see, like, I had a whole blood work panel before going in there. And he goes, your thyroid's right in, like, the mid, I don't know, I'll send you some prescriptions so you can get over the counter. And are you going to therapy? I'm like, well, after all that money, like, you had spent, I was still, like, not, I just got COVID. I wasn't working as much. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay for therapy with like $300+. And so I was just like, felt so defeated. I'm like, dude, like, you didn't even give me tell me what to eat. Like, tell me what to eat. Like, tell me what to do. I read your book.
That was one of the main things that
I was only eating an acai bowl, not even the whole thing, a day, just once a day.
Well, yeah, you told him that too and such. But basically what it came down to, we were just, the service that we got, and the result, the basically the plan that we got was insufficient compared to the money that we spent in that regard. Mm-hmm. But what was interesting during that time, like we both were like, you know, dude, I'm just gonna light this guy up on his reviews and just like be like, you know, we just got scammed, and like mm-hmm. especially how they treated us after we called back and we're like, hey, we got dismissed, we want our money back and such. Yeah. And like then the lady, the receptionist that was there, was just really ugly to us and mm-hmm. such. And so anyways, but nonetheless, I was like, at the same time, like, man, like, I mean, I remember telling her, I'm like, how would you feel if you spent all this money and all you got told was read my book, listen to this podcast and take these supplements? Like, how would you feel? And so anyways, but yeah, we admittedly were ticked off in regards to that. But what was interesting is like the Holy Spirit didn't give us peace about leaving a review. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, all right, well, you know, we just went forward and just, you know, just kept on trying to find, answers to what you're walking through.
So at that time too, I was just still was walking through the same thing, but I was praying in my journal, Lord, I pray for the gift of prophecy. And I was listening to the God I Never Knew. We go to Gateway, so it's by Pastor Robert Morris. And one instance, I was just a little snippet because I think this is cool to share, honestly. My first part of this story was when I was at the liquor store at Total Wine. And
well, you worked as a rep.
I worked as, I was just going to say that I was a brand ambassador. So for MKTG, so I was doing Don Julio. Mind you, I don't drink. I just could sell liquor and it made great money. And so I was there saying, hi, do you want a sample of Don Julio? There was this guy coming from my corner and he had this mask on, just like, you know, the COVID mask stuff. And then he's like, yeah, you know, I'm from New York. And so I'm like, they don't have this stuff over there like this. I'm like, oh, cool. It's okay. Well, here, do you want a sample? And, you know, then he started talking more and like trying to get information from me. And he goes, you married? I'm like, no, but I have a boyfriend and he lives in Texas. I'll be moving over there soon. He goes, you're going to move over there for a man. He's going to leave you. He's going to cheat on you. I'm like, no, we're going to get married. And he goes, yeah. He goes, you're saving yourself for marriage. He goes, he's going to have sex with someone else. You need a psychiatrist. Those little pastor people. His mom is going to not like you.
Very positive individual.
Oh, yeah. There was so much stuff going on. And I'm like, dude, I'm like starting to get a little warm. I was like sweating a little bit. And I'm just like, no, I'm like, that's not true. I'm like, have you seen a psychiatrist? That was probably the meanest thing I had said, okay, back. And I was like, okay, well, you know, it was nice talking to you. And I remember going to the bathroom. I was about to text Sunshine saying, we need to pray. That guy was like a demon. And I just like, no, the Lord is like, just you pray. So I bent over the sink, mind you, at Total Wine in the liquor store bathroom. And I felt this warmth come through me. And I know I just started speaking in tongues. And I thought this guy had put a spell on me. I'm like, what's going on? I'm talking in this language. I don't know what I'm saying. If someone walks in the bathroom, they're going to think I'm nuts and drunk and kick me out. And so I'm like crying. I'm like, don't know what's going on. I'm like looking at myself in the mirror and seeing if I'm okay. I don't know how to control it. And ultimately I leave the liquor store and I call Sunshine. I'm like bawling, crying. I'm like, I think
you called. I was just like, basically I was like, all right, are you good? Are you, because you were frantic. I'm like, no, are you okay? Are you good? Are you good?
And I'm like, he was telling me I'll never do this. And then I think he put a spell on me. I don't know what he did, but ultimately I started laughing and I felt this overwhelming peace. And I'm like, wait a second, I think this is the gift of prophecy. I think this is Holy Spirit. I'm like,
receive the Holy Spirit in the liquor store.
So that was check number one that I had from when this doctor had told me to receive the Holy Spirit. That was how I was going to get healed. And I received the Holy Spirit, and then I feel like, all right, well, where's my healing, you know?
Well, and you had done the supplement regimentation as well, and you had read the book as well. You did everything that, even though we were upset at mm-hmm. the cost and the, you know, the advice that we were given, you still did everything to the
T. I wasn't going
to
give up.
That was told, for sure.
Yeah, except for the therapy at that time. And so then...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so fast forward to wrap this kind of up. When I moved here to Texas, I was looking for someone to do therapy with because I knew I needed like healing in a lot of the areas in my life. And this lady just randomly calls me from this clinic and she talks to me. She wants to like get me matched with a therapist. And she ends up actually calling me back the next day. She's like, you know what? I want to do the therapy for you. And I was like, wow, okay. Because she's one that's, I guess, above the other people they're going to put me with. And I was like, oh, cool, awesome. And then she got me in, charged me a good deal. And then once I got into my second session with her, I felt the Holy Spirit was telling me to only charge you like $25. ultimately she ended up not even charging me anything. And I was just receiving, I feel like, a lot of healing. I would cut some touch, I guess what I learned today and stuff like that. And then I started, and then shortly after that, a few sessions had passed, and I remember going for a walk with Sunshine. I had just eaten my little turkey burger, okay? And I walked too far, and Sunshine was running, and we had to go back to the car to get my keys.
Well, so I had an officiant appointment that I needed to get back to and such, and then, you know, goofball had walked too far.
Because I forgot, yeah. And so that didn't work out. And I was walking, I remember feeling so dizzy. I was like, oh, I feel nauseous. I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. I work out all the time, eat all my macros, all clean and stuff. And I'm like, this is, something's wrong. Maybe I just ate and then just walked too fast. And so I'm like, I'll be okay. But once I started getting to the car, I started seeing double, and I'm like, okay, I gotta sit down. And then I think I turned like pale, and I was kind of like shaking. I was like, oh man. I was like, take your call, I'll be fine. So I sat in the car for a little bit. The next day, the same thing happened to me. I had to lay flat on the couch. And so Sunday, because I had these sharp pains in my stomach, I thought they were gases. I thought it was avocados. So I was jumping up and down all night, doing like jumping jacks. I'm like, this is nuts. I've never had a gas trap like this. And then I ended up going to the ER on that Sunday. And what they did, they did a CAT scan with, what is that thing? Iodine or something they put in you to light you up. And then, so basically the doctor came back after all that. And he said, so the symptoms are coming from a cyst that had ruptured. And also they found something unexpectedly. And I was like, oh, unexpected finding. So automatically I'm like, what in the world? And they said, we found two masses on your liver. And usually these are benign, but we have to tell you, go see your primary doctor and they can go from there. Basically what the ER does, they keep you alive. The rest the primary doctor does. I'm like, oh, I'm like, am I gonna die? What is this? But as soon as I heard that doctor say, you have two masses on your liver, the other doctor's voice came in my head saying, you're holding it in your liver. And I'm like, this is so spiritual. Like, this is something like this. This doctor that we saw isn't as crazy as I thought he was, because this is spot on. And so from then on, my heart has changed. I really do want to call him one day and just like apologize. Yeah, and my heart's so softened, because I'm like, this guy has been so spot on the entire time. Therapy, holding it in your liver, receive the Holy Spirit. Like, the guy's, it's wild like how the Holy Spirit worked through this man. And so I think the lesson from that is, you know, God is always, his hand is at work, and just trust him. Where he gave you the funds to go to this doctor, he, you know, this guy is credible. And just because we don't understand it at the moment doesn't mean if we don't give it time that it's not going to work. And what we had to do is give it time. I mean, it was a year and a half later.
Yeah.
I mean, this just happened with the finding in October, November of last year.
Yeah.
So it took that long for me to come to realize that, wow, I'm so sorry that I didn't trust in what you're saying, but some things just take longer and you just have to trust the Lord.
Well, it didn't make sense at the time, but then as time went on and things started, you know, just revealing themselves overall, it's like, oh shoot. Maybe he had more you know, wisdom than we realized. And I think we, in benefit of hindsight, we should have had that more of an understanding then, especially after we had that feeling that the Holy Spirit was saying, hey, don't leave a negative review on his page in that regard. I was like, all right, we should have been like, all right, Lord, if that's the case, why? You know, and like, you know, show us, you know, give us, you know, direction as to why and such. I feel like that would have been a more, you know, a better response to that in that regard. That probably would have, you know, may or may not have sped up time for us in that regard.
I think so. And I think it's a great thing to start praying. Like, if a door shuts, like, you know, maybe it's obviously shutting for a reason, but like, ask the Lord, Lord, why? Like, show me the next step. Like, show me, not, okay, I'm not going to leave you because the Holy Spirit said so. So I'll go on with my life. But this dude, this guy spent so much money. But yeah, I love that lesson that was learned through that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think for me, kind of the last one before wrap it up in that regard is, for me, it's like, you know, one thing that was initially was disappointing was, you know, relationships that have ended for me and such, but I think just even recently more so, not just speaking in past terms, but like even recently, like last year, there were, you know, several men that I had met through a group that I was a part of at one point. And at first, like these guys seemed like, you know, great people I wanted to be around. And like, there was even one guy that I had befriended to the point of like, I literally invited the guy to my wedding.
He's going
to
walk in the way.
Yeah. He was literally going to be one of my groomsmen. And, cause it just, you know, he and I just clicked so well. He seemed like, you know, he just seemed like a guy that I could get along with, that I could do, honestly do life with in that regard. And, you know, godly guy, all this kind of stuff. And then ultimately what ended up happening, I mean, him and another guy, but just mainly to talk about him in that regard. But like ultimately what ended up happening, it just ended up not being at all what I thought he was going to be. Yeah. Ended up being a little, I'm not sure how to use the word psychotic, but just ended up being more so just crazy. And ended up being like, was really big into like gaslighting me and such, like things that happened. Like we ended up doing business together too. Like, you know, he had some shirts that I needed printed and such. And so I gave him a great deal because he was going through a hard time. And I was like, well, hey man, you know, if you have all these things, you know, he had just so happened to have all these shirts, and then he happened to fall in hard financial times. I was like, well, heck man, let me make you a deal with these shirts that you have. And that way you can, you know, I'll print them for you at this cost. And then right after that, you can, you know, turn around and, you know, and sell them and such. And ultimately I printed all of them for him. And
all
then
all day it took to print.
Yeah, it took
shirts,
a while.
Okay.
It took a long time because I was using manual press and I wasn't using the automatic and such. And so anyways, got a majority of the, well, got the, didn't print all of them, fortunately, but the majority of the shirts that he had that he wanted me to print, we started off with like, I think he got like over 100 shirts, and then we started off with like 30 or 40, something like that. And printed those for him. And whenever it came time for him to pay, he was like, hey man, you know, would it be okay if I just paid you in a week and such? And I'm like, well, first business practice that I learned since that time is to get payment up front, because nothing personal, but it's just good, doing good business to get payment up front, and then you fulfill the services that you do. And so anyway, so I was like, yeah, no worries, man. If you can go and just pay me, you know, this time and such. And he goes, all right, cool. And so anyway, so he gets the stuff, and then event, you know, a week goes by. And so I send him just a contact. Hey man, whenever you get time, could you please, you know, fill out that, you know, invoice that I sent you. And he goes, hey man, it's going to be, unfortunately, it's going to be another, it's going to be a lot longer. And then we got to talk about some shirts that got damaged in this. I'm like, oh no. And so for me, whenever it comes to things that get damaged, in an order, which, you know, things happen, unfortunately, I want to make sure that I knew what happened. And so therefore I can then go on and make it right. And so anyway, so I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Could you please send me a picture of, I'll go ahead and take those off your bill. No worries. Would you please also send me a picture of the damaged goods, so that way I can make sure to know what happened for next time. And, you know, that way I won't do that again. And so he goes, yeah, whatever. And so anyway, so time goes on. Still don't get paid by the guy. And this is probably now almost, I think, over a month since the time when I gave him the shirts. And he's been telling me he's going to pay me this day. And he's going to pay me this day. And mind you, he also has failed to send any pictures at all whenever it comes to any of the stuff and such. And so, and mind you too, like I started off with really high expectations of this relationship. Like I've had this guy on the podcast before. He's a guy that I really, you know, really enjoyed being around and such. Just enjoyed talking to the guy. Really just hit it off great, honestly. And so anyways, but there's a lesson that's coming from this that I'm looking forward to sharing. But anyway, so ultimately, fast forward, I text him one more time trying to get payment from the guy after it's been over a month at this point since you know, initially, you know, giving him the shirts. And he ultimately comes up with this story. Whether it was true or not, I'm not really sure. I think there might be some verity to it. But he ultimately ends up saying that, you know, he was, you know, about to commit suicide one night. He was in his room. He had overdosed on pills, all this kind of jazz. And he was like, you know, I'm going through therapy right now. My girlfriend and I are, you know, going through a breakup, yada, yada, all this kind of stuff. Right. And then he turns it back on me as if I'm the problem. And he goes, dude, I've got so many other things versus, you know, then needing to pay this bill and such. And he's like, you know, you don't need to, you know, worry about whether I'm not going to pay and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, bro, it's been a month and I've just asked you to pay this bill. And nicely too. I wasn't like jumping down the guy's throat. I wasn't calling a collection service or anything like that. I was literally just saying, hey man, could you please just pay your bill? And it's like, I'm sorry that you're going through all this stuff. And I'm like, still at the end of the day, I'm helping you out by printing these shirts at a discounted price. I'm trying to help you in a difficult situation. You've gotten the goods. You still haven't sent me a picture. And all I'm trying to get you to do is pay the bill and such. And so at that point, whenever he was just throwing all this crap at me, I literally just said, hey man, don't worry about it. You know, I hope you get to feeling better and such. And that was it. So I'm like, I'm not about to be gaslit by this, you know, by this moron at this point. And, you know, going through a tough time. And then he's like, hey, man, you know, send me the, you know, then he goes, hey, send me the invoice. I never actually got it and such. And then I send it to an, you know, apparently he had a different email. So I sent it to that email. And then he finally got it paid. And I still have never gotten a picture of the shirts that were supposedly damaged in that regard. Yeah. And then it literally got to the point where I still had all the extra shirts that he had, because he had given me, you know, 100 shirts to print. We only printed 30. And I got to the point where I was like, I literally, Tiffany and I one night, because I didn't trust this guy. Yeah. And mind you, trust is earned. This is a lesson that's coming, but trust is earned. Mm-hmm. So because I had zero trust for this guy, did not trust who he is, did not trust his character, didn't trust his integrity, trusted nothing about this guy. Because of that reason, Tiffany and I literally went through every shirt, all 70 shirts, laid them out on the table, made sure that we recorded everything. We recorded wiping down the table to make sure that the table was shown that it was clean. Literally showed every shirt as we're going through it front and back to show that it was clean, and then put it in a box, and then showed taping it up, you know, meticulously, so that way nothing would at all be able to get into it. I think, did we even put the shirts in paper and plastic bags too?
I think we did.
We went through a whole lot of thing to make sure that it was fine. And then finally I was able to meet up with the guy and finally give him back his shirts. And what was hilarious was that after he paid and after he got the discount of a shirt that he by no means deserved any discount at all, because he never showed me any proof of anything that but from all I know, based off of that, he most likely was lying to me overall. But
yeah.
At the end of the day, he literally goes, hey, man, you know, I'm not going to let this petty stuff get between our friendship and such. I'm like, not let this petty stuff. I'm like, bro, you acted like a child. And I'm like, you literally did nothing. You literally instilled more doubt and mistrust in my mind in regards to you than anything else. And you gaslit me because of all these things that you were supposedly were walking through. Like, I'm sorry. Like, life sucks sometimes. I get that. But it's like, I did you a favor trying to help you out, and then you treat me like absolute crap. And so I think the main thing, guys, from that lesson that I learned, ultimately, yeah, great people are hard to find is what it comes down to. But at the same time as well, do not trust people overall so quickly. I mean, that's the most disappointing story, because like for me as a person, and I'm definitely different than this now. I'm not a jerk to people, but at the same time, I am certainly not as trusting as I used to be. I used to meet people and be like, oh my gosh, man, this guy's great. Oh yeah, man, this is a great dude. I literally was inviting this guy to my wedding without having known the dude probably more than a month at that time. That's actually true. Probably less than 2 months, I think, is what it was. Mm-hmm. And I was already inviting the guy to my wedding in that regard. I didn't hardly know the dude, which is nothing wrong if you meet someone and hit it off great and such, but like, trust is earned, you guys. Trust, but verify. And take your time with certain things as well. It's like, you don't just give someone so much authority and so much privilege in your life because you just met them. Like, no, like, you know, give certain responsibilities and such. Not to say that they need to pass certain tests or whatever have you. I'm not saying that, but like, trust is earned. Well, I guess in a way I am saying that. There are certain tests that people need to pass in your life in order to have certain privilege and certain access to your life in that regard. And it's not being like, you know, overly dramatic or whatever. It's just literally just using wisdom. And yeah, just like in the sense that it's disappointing, in the sense that I thought this guy was going to be someone that I would have for a long time in my life, ultimately ended up not being the case. And that's been the case, unfortunately, with several people. Now, benefit of hindsight with others in not in recent years, fortunately, but in several years past, there's some people that, you know, that I thought were going to be long-term friends, but ultimately I was the one that was not treating people fairly, right? I was being the one that was being way too judgmental, that was being, wasn't being a good friend, you know? But fortunately, you know, since those times, I have called up those guys and apologized to them and, you know, I'm not saying that I wanted to, you know, hang out with them again and all that, because I mean, I wouldn't want to do that if I was put in their shoes and stuff, but I was basically just reaching out and saying, hey man, like, I'm sorry for the way I treated you. You did not deserve that. The way I was judgmental, the way I was not a friend whenever you needed me to be a friend. Like, I'm sorry that happened in that regard. So, but I think the main thing is, you guys, just, it's disappointing whenever you have expectations on people that you expect them to be better. But in regards to if they don't meet those expectations and they end up being not people that you anticipated them being, first of all, don't think that everyone is like that, because it's not true. I mean, as much as I enjoyed my time with this guy and I enjoyed connecting with him and like encouraging him during a difficult time. I mean, before that whole event happened, there was several things that he and I had hours long conversations on, and I was able to, you know, be a source of light and such in his life because he was going through a difficult time, and I was grateful to be able to, you know, be encouraging and be a friend to the guy in that regard. And that was fun. I really did enjoy that. And that's ultimately the reason why I ended up inviting the guy to my wedding and such. However, I was too trusting in the sense that I had no business giving him those kind of privileges in my life without first doing other things and such. And again, that's not to say, I hope you're hearing my heart behind this more so. It's not to say you need to be so structured and so
trust on this list.
Yeah, and so I'm not saying you need to do that. And that, there's different levels for friendships and such. But like when it, in regards to business, like in regards to friendships as well, like keep business and keep friend, that, keep that separately as well. Because like because I trusted this guy so much because he was such a good friend. I'm putting this in air quotes. I didn't, charge him up front before I did the services and such. And then whenever he didn't pay up front, I was like, okay, well, that's fine, man. I'm helping you out, whatever. And then a week went by, and then 2 weeks went by, and then 2 weeks turned into a month. And then I got gaslit because of something that was supposedly happening in his life. And it's just,
also it was just a mess. To your wife too.
That's true. You didn't have a good feeling about the guy.
Yeah. And I told him too, I get money up front. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
And that's something that we're both learning and working with. And that's in our last episode, what we learned, get a signature, get it written down. But also what you learned too from the old friends that you had that you didn't treat the best, you basically owned up to your actions and you apologized. So if you do mistreat your friends, or if you did mistreat someone, just apologizing and being genuine about that.
Just own up to where you drop the ball. I'm sure, and to a certain extent, they were disappointed in me as well. I turn it back
probably
around.
Talking about you just like
that. I'm sure. There was several people that they came to me in a difficult time, and I remember there was a couple different guys in particular that I remember they used to look up to me as I looked up to you. You're like an example to me and such like that. And then here I am, literally did not steward that at all well. And ultimately stewarded it very poorly, and it ultimately ended up hurting people in the end. Again, guys, take ownership, take responsibility, make those phone calls that you need to make, send the text messages, whatever, and own your mistakes and take responsibility for it. But then learn from it and move forward.
Amen.
But trust is earned. That's one of the main things. Trust is earned. Keep friendships and business separate. That's basically it.
I love that. Yeah. I feel like we kind of touched upon different lessons, different things, different scenarios. So we really hope that it's touched one of y'all. And if you have experienced something like this, that you're not alone. Sometimes when you're walking through things like this, you feel like you're the only one, but you're not. We all walk through this, it's live. So
And not only that too, if you're someone that's gone through maybe I don't have the relationships I want, the friendships that I want right now. It's there's oftentimes a pruning in our life whenever God's allowing certain things in your life to happen to get people that don't need to be in your life for the next stage of your life out and such. Like for me, when it comes to those kind of people, they're not bad people. I don't consider any of those people bad. Even the guy that, gaslit me and all that kind of crap. I don't even consider him a bad person, but at the same time, it's when God has his hand on your life and he has a plan for your life, which he has a plan for everyone and a purpose for everyone, there's going to be certain times of pruning and taking things away from your life that would otherwise hinder you from stepping into and achieving the purpose that God has for your life as well. So just be open to that and realize that as well. And ultimately God has a plan with everything. So you might have some disappointment on the front end with, maybe a trip not working out or this doctor visit or maybe a race or maybe friendships that didn't work out.
Maybe you moved and you had to leave everything away and the Lord just kind of stripped it all away and you're by yourself.
Exactly.
You feel like, but you're not.
But it's at the end of the day, God's still there with you. He sees you and he hasn't left you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And you got to just trust him. And he's got your best interests in mind. He's always going to be there for you. And it's all going to work out. First Corinthians, excuse me, I think it's 1 Corinthians 5 or I forget. But anyways, there's a verse in 1 Corinthians or maybe a second that says, right now at this time we see in part, but eventually we'll see in whole. So in other words, we might not understand why this disappointing thing happened in the meantime, right? Why this tragedy happened in the meantime. But eventually, there will be a lesson that we'll learn from it. Or we'll at least understand as to why it happened eventually as well. Maybe not now, but the main thing is like keeping your eyes on the Lord, trusting in Him. And even though, Lord, hey, I don't understand why this is going on right now, but I know that you have my best interests in mind. I know everything's going to work out for my good and for your glory.
Amen. He does it for your good. And like, just to wrap that up, just to touch on that, even like when I moved from Florida here to Texas, like literally everything got stripped away. Friendships, like I got stripped away from my family, it felt like, for 29 years. My dog of 11 years old, everything. I didn't understand it. Getting my car hit by a deer, totaling the car I worked so hard for. Everything was getting taken away from me, but at that moment, I felt like, what am I doing here? What's going on? But ultimately, the Lord was teaching me that, all right, I had to take all this from you for you to see the new thing I'm doing in your life and how the healing that I'm going to do in your life. And so ultimately, he works everything out for our good and His glory. So I give glory to God for all those experiences.
Amen. Yep, I agree. Well, anything else you needed to add me more? I think that's basically it.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Cool. Well, hey, guys, thank you so much for listening to the episode. If you enjoyed it, again, please share it out with at least one person. Let them know that you enjoyed it. And if you got value out of it as well, we encourage you to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you happen to listen to this episode. So, y'all, until next time, we will talk to y'all next week. Until then, chase your potential, live a life that makes a positive impact, because remember, you're qualified for more.
So never settle for less.
Amen. Y'all, talk to you soon. We love you guys. Have a great weekend. Hey, what's going on, Qualified Family? Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I trust you enjoyed the message. You know, with the Qualified brand, our mission is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. You know, ultimately the life that you are qualified to live. You know, but it's not about just being qualified on our own. It's about the fact that God has created us with innate value and divine purpose to live for something bigger than ourselves. You know, a life ultimately that is fulfilling and brings glory and honor to Him. You know, so whether you've never had the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life, or maybe you were like me, you know, and you fell away, kind of fell away from your faith and kind of did your own thing, I want to encourage you with this. And that is that Jesus still loves you and wants, desires a relationship with you so badly as well. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter how many times you've messed up. It doesn't matter how messed up your past is. It doesn't matter how many times you've missed the mark. It doesn't how many times you thought you were going to go one way and you went the other way as well. Your purpose still stands. Not only that, regardless of your past, the love of Christ for you still stands as well. You know, and that's the amazing thing, dude. I mean, I've made a point of sharing how crazy my past has been and how many times I messed up. And here's the thing. God is the God of second chances, and not only second, but third, fourth, fifth, infinitely amount of chances, man. He just wants that relationship with you. So would you pray this prayer with me? Just repeat the following. Just say, Father God, thank you for the amazing work your Son Jesus did by dying on the cross and raising again, forever making me righteous, complete, and free from the power of sin. I confess that Jesus is Lord of my life, repent of and ask forgiveness for my sins, and fully surrender my life to you. Use me to make your kingdom great. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, I am so dang excited for the decision that you just made, and I gotta tell you this as well. It says in Luke 15, verse 10 in the Amplified translation that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So what does that mean? Dude, right now, there's a dang party going on in heaven, bro. Like, everyone's going crazy. They're like, hey, this guy just gave their life to Christ and made the best decision of their life. So seriously, I'm super happy for you and excited for that decision you made. So two things. Number one, I gotta tell you, you gotta recommend that you need to get a Bible and start reading the New Testament, reading about the life of Christ as well. So whether you download the Bible app off the iTunes store or, you know, for Android and start reading it there, or, you know, definitely recommend either the Amplified translation or the New Living translation or even the New King James translation as well. Or if you get a physical Bible as well and start reading, that's great. But just make sure you start reading and, you know, reading the New Testament, learn about the life of Christ and go from there and start growing that in that relationship and spending time with Him.
Second of all, there's a special page that I made specifically for this as well on Qualified Pro's website. That link for that is down below in the description. And it just takes you to some resources that I highly recommend that you get. Books that I've read, with the exception of one, there's one called, Disciplines of a Godly Woman. Clearly haven't read that one, but the other ones I highly recommend, and they're super powerful. Some great resources that'll help you grow, help you improve, and just go deeper in your relationship with Christ as well. So, dude, so happy for you. And if you need anything, definitely feel free to reach out, thequalifiedpodcast@gmail.com. Happy to answer any questions that you have. Y'all, have an amazing day. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. We'll talk to you soon.